Centralia Locker Room Chatter continues tonight on KMZA. I'm Brandon Tamman. We got the boys coach Nick Evans here for a few minutes. Always appreciate it. It's brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, Community Healthcare System as well. It's been a bizarre and wild week, of course, and we'll dive into it as we continue on here with the coach. But let's go back to Friday. You had a game at home against Lynn. You guys get it done big-time fashion, 69-34. So obviously you guys played Marysville, then you've come back, won back-to-back games since that loss in overtime a couple weeks ago. How would you assess the Lynn game on Friday night and that big win?
Lynn is very athletic, and we knew they have several guys that can jump out of the gym, and they're tall. They're very long. And so we knew that they would be a challenge, but we handled their length, and we handled their length in their press, because they've been bothering people with their press because they're so long. But I thought we were tough inside as far as rebounding and not giving up any offensive rebounds, and then we finished at the rim really good, and then we shot really well again. But we've been doing that. We've been shooting pretty well from three, and it's so spread out that there's guys coming off bench. It's this guy will chip in three, and then this guy has two, and this guy has one. So we shot it very well, and we're sharing the ball. So it's fun to see at the end of the year here.
Yeah, you guys have won three of your last four and four of your last six, so you certainly want to be playing your best ball here. Obviously, the weather, it's been an issue this week. Games have been moved around. You're scheduled to play at home against Axtell tomorrow night. We will certainly see if that is going to be played. And then a scheduled game on Friday at Blue Valley to close out the regular season. Just kind of your thoughts here on kind of navigating this challenging week with just these two games left in the regular season.
Every coach is doing the same thing. I'm sure the kids really enjoy it.
Right.
You know, they get days off, and it is good for them. They need rest. You know, they especially our guys, like I said, they came off football, kind of like Axel, you know, they come off football and it's bang, you know, right into it. And so some days off isn't a horrible thing. And our guys will be ready to go, so I'm not worried about that. But every coach is doing the same thing. And, you know, hopefully we get to play Axel because, it could be for some league implications, but we'll see on that, but we'll be competitive and we'll compete. And we know Axel's, they are what they are. They're athletic, tough, fast. But you just can't let them, completely control pace. Like you have to have some control in that game. And I thought that's what we didn't do the last time very good in the TVL tournament. But we've gotten better at that. And so that's been a point of emphasis since that tournament. Like you're not always going to control pace, but you have to have some control in the game, and we've gotten a lot better in those areas.
Coach, real quick, the sub-state bracket is out. We're waiting for these two regular season games to kind of wrap things up, so we'll see how the weather again plays a part in this week. But we do know the playoffs for you guys, it starts next week, Tuesday night. You guys are in that 8-9 game against Blue Valley. Again, a team you're supposed to see at the end of this week. Then you're going to turn around and see them again in the first round of the sub-state tournaments. Just kind of your thoughts here. It's a loaded field. Lincoln, the number one seed. There's, you know, you guys are a double-digit win team, yet you guys are the 8 seed. So it's a pretty loaded field, and there's a lot of double-digit win teams in this thing. And obviously the road to the state tournament starts next week.
Yeah, you know, playing Blue Valley back-to-back like that, you got a three-day window there to prep for them again. It's just like every team in this league, you know, they're talented. They can beat anybody. That Brockman kid is one of the best in the league by far. And the Schreiber kid can really he can hit from deep from three, and they're tough, you know, and they play hard. So, that would be a challenge. And then, yeah, just the field in general. I'm really good friends with the Burlingame coach, and we talked throughout the year how loaded this region is. I mean, it's just, there's about 4 to 6, 7 teams that could come out of this thing. So, it'll be challenging, but the schedule that we've had, I think we're battle tested for sure to be competitive in this thing. So we'll see.
Yeah, it's certainly a loaded field. You mentioned Burlingame. They're the 2 seed, so they're on the other side of this bracket, a 13-win team. And then you got a team like Frankfort who sits there with 14 wins. yet they are the 5 seed in the sub-state next week. So we'll certainly have quite a bit to talk about next week as well in our final chat with Centralia boys basketball coach and Nick Evans. Always appreciate it, Coach. Again, let's hope we can get these couple games in before the end of the week, and we'll talk to you one more time next week.
Yeah, thank you.